Yes, now, and welcome back to episode 109 of the Top Loaded Podcast. I hope everyone out there had a relaxing bank holiday weekend if you managed to get it off work. If not, enjoyed the fraction of sun that managed to come out, which is probably now going to disappear, but it is lighter later on, so even better for us. But most importantly, H, how you doing, my friend?
Yes, very well, thank you, mate. Very well. Eating my body weight in chocolate this weekend, which was always fun. But as you say, it's now lighter later. We're on the verge of summer finally. Summer card show season. So yeah, all is well, mate. All is well. How's things with you?
Very good. I think for the eagle-eyed viewer who's watching along, they might have noticed that a certain player has got my whole back wall for a change. I normally have it flickering between three or four people, but all five cards on show are obviously Stina Blackstenius after a winning goal in the Conti Cup final yesterday. So yeah, very, very happy after that one. But obviously, before we do get into talking about quite a few of the new releases that have emerged within the last couple of weeks, and obviously some on the horizon as well, we just want to say a massive thanks yet again for Further Down the Space for powering up this episode of the Top Loaded Podcast. So if you need any card supplies, custom card stands, grow preparation kits, or any custom bat balls, mats, any supplies at all, make sure you head over to their website or their link down below of this episode or even in our bio. And if once you're over there, use the code TTP10 for 10% off your whole basket. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. But most importantly, actually, there's been quite a few releases, which has been quite nice for a change. Obviously, there's one I think that's to start with because it's a bit humming and ahhing. People are either for it or against it quite a bit. It's obviously Finest Road to the Euros, which in my eyes is they're brought out a set so they can put Haaland and CR7 dual autos in it. Because realistically, Ronaldo, they can only bring out now at international level. And Haaland, they can't bring him out in a major competition. So to get that dual auto, they literally had to do a road to the Euro. So obviously, Finest is a very nice product. It's a very colourful product, very small checklist. So early thoughts on it. Obviously, now it's been out for a bit of time, been about a week and a half or so since it released. But there's some really nice cards in there. But then again, the value is probably not quite there in terms of most players in the set.
Yeah, I think it's a questionable set as well. I think, like you say, I think I really like the man inserts. I really liked it. The is it the debutant, I think it's called. That's a cool little insert. Obviously, yeah, they've used an excuse to put obviously a Haaland CR7 dual auto in there, which obviously has caught a lot of attention. But yeah, it's I think the checklist is questionable. I think there's some players that aren't in the sets, and you just think, why are they not in the checklist? And I think, yeah, it's just a bit of a, like you say, I think people are either for it or against it. I think it's a great product still. I think, yes, so it's the great inserts, some big names in there still. Obviously, you know, for us, you've got Ødegaard autos. You know, it's doing well, but I just think they're missing so many big players in the checklist, and it's a bit of a random one. But like you say, unless they're using it as an excuse to get, for example, CR7 back into sets, and you know, now he's not in really any sets at all. Are they using it now as a bit of leverage, and people are thinking, right, well, CR7's in this set, and how often are you going to see him back in autos and whatnot? And it's just an international kit. So yeah, it's a funny one. I said people obviously it's not really got a lot of hype around it. There are some big players in there, some big names, some really good looking cards, but there are a lot of big players missing from the checkers. I know obviously for England, I think Bellingham and Saka are both missing, I think, aren't they? It's just to name two players. Which, you know, you think for any international set, you'd think they'd probably be the two England players first on the checklist, arguably. So, you know, it's a bit of a weird one, missing a lot of big names, but nonetheless, it is still a nice release, warming us up for the Euros. And I mean, like you said, you've got a Haaland and CR7 dual auto. So you can't really get much better than that, much bigger than that. But yeah, just, as I said, a lot of big names missing, which is a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, I think we've got to talk about the elephant in the room as well. Obviously, we spoke before about the licensing rights of the kits as well in the Euro products, which is going to be a shame that we won't see fully licensed kits. Obviously, the likes of England, Italy, Germany, France, and Spain, them countries, no, actually, Spain, I think, might have it. Not having their actual kits is such a downside of it. Just having them blank kits, and even for the England cards within the set, it's just a blank blue kit. Not even a blank white kit, it's the blank blue kit. For me, I just personally would not be interested in anything that's not fully licensed. I think that was the main argument most people had with Futera, that a lot of the cards were not licensed. They didn't have the proper kit. So even though it's a better card stock, being chrome, obviously being finest, not having that is a massive factor, H. And I don't know if you agree as well that it makes some other players' spots in there quite more valuable, because the likes of Kvicha, Chuldra are licensed in there. So you got a few of the good rookies, one from Israel, they're still in there as well. Obviously, for also helps Switzerland, they've got kits in there. But do you think now it kind of shortens it that people are not going to be like, I'm not too bothered about chasing England because there's not actual kits. I might go for another nation where it's actually licensed. And I think we've probably seen that with Haaland being licensed, Ronaldo being licensed, and them type of Kvicha. Like, yeah, again, them players with the actual kits are probably the more desirable cards than some of their so-called bigger names.
Yeah, I think, you know, the minute you see an unlicensed kit on a card and you just see a blank shirt, it does take away a fair amount off the card, in my opinion. I think, you know, you saw it with, I think it was Deco, when you had like the Arsenal triple auto, for example. I think it was like Seaman, Keown and Deco, I think. Seaman, Keown and Adams, I think it was. But again, it's just blank red shirts. And it just takes away that, I don't know the right word to describe it, but it just takes away that sort of that special edge to the cards, where they're just blank shirts. And I think it's going to be the same like we see with England, where you don't have any licensing on the kits and it's just a blank shirt. So yes, people then may arguably look down different routes in terms of what international teams are still licensed. For example, Norway, Portugal, Georgia, that obviously all have licensed kits, whereas some of the bigger teams like England that don't have a license, they are just simply blank shirts. Does it take away that edge off of the spot, the cards themselves, where there's not really a lot of stuff going on? I think, you know, like I said, for me, it does take away the edge off of off the cards. And, you know, there's a Bergkamp auto, I think, from Merlin, possibly, where again, there's no sponsor on the shirt. He just looks a little bit like lost. So, like I said, it does, in my opinion, take away that sort of that not even rarity. I don't know the word I'm trying to use, but it just takes away that edge off of the price of the spot, the card themselves, where there's no license for the sponsors, which, yeah, is a little bit, like I said, looks a bit lost.
Yeah, like I say, it's going to be an issue that continues into the actual Euro. Chrome, we're guessing, is going to be the main release for Euros when it does come out. Obviously, now with all the teams finalised, they can start putting the groundwork into place for the actual Euro product. So, obviously, Panini were a bit cheeky with their England sticker book that they're bringing out with the massive sticker on the front of it saying, fully licensed kits yet. We know what you're doing, Panini. And I think everyone rated it as well. Everyone knew what you was doing. Everyone kind of sat there, smirked, nodded their head and like, fair play. And they obviously put all the other nations that tops don't have licensing for in it. But like I say, it does take away that factor of the set. There's some generally very nice cards in there as well. Some of the jeweled autos are very nice. Some of the rookies, some of the parallels are super nice as well. I've got a few cards en route to me now. Obviously, a bit of a delay because of the bank holiday weekend. But should be with me tomorrow for a few case breaks that I've done for probably people can guess. Probably took the Switzerland spot. Managed to hit a couple of Granit Xhaka. I have no idea about... I know I hit two cards and there could be anything else in that package. I have no idea because it was when I was in Ireland. So that would be quite intriguing when that arrives. Be a bit of a surprise when it opens up. But I'd say it's a decent release. The price point obviously is around like the one... I think the resale and it's like 170, 180. Obviously, you get two. You're meant to get two autos, probably in the area of three to six numbered. There's case hits to be had as well. Just generally nice looking cards. But it's obviously, like I say, you're being left wanting with that set. Hopefully, I was going to say that probably that is the main criticism, is the licensing of kits, which is not going to be any different for the Euro release. And obviously, who knows, they might even do like a Topps Nail collection as well for the Euros. And yet again, that still won't be licensed. So it's going to be left wanting, no doubt, because everyone loves the authenticity. You want to see the shirts. But the thing is, I think the one thing people got to hand off to Tops is they're also checklists now. Again, very impressive. Obviously, I know Fanatics have got a part to play in that, but it's nice to see a lot new and different autos, which we're not accustomed to with Tops or Panini.
Yeah, I think we've gotten so used to seeing the same autos from the same players. And I think for us, you know, I think Seaman was probably in every single Panini set that was ever released. Every single top set for Arsenal was an auto. So I think it is nice to finally now see a variety of autos from different teams, different nations, and have, like you say, a lot more variety in the auto checklist, which, as I said, is a lot more refreshing. rather than seeing the same auto, the same players, the same kit, the same picture. So and I think now to see a lot of different variety, a lot more newer players having autos in the sets now, is bringing a different edge to it. And it's just, it spices up the checklist. You know, you look at a checklist and just you scroll through into the same names on the same auto on the same pictures. But now to have a bit of a refresh, a bit of a revamp, to have different autos on there now is definitely a lot more appealing. And it's nice to see a nice refresh on the checklist now. So
yeah, like I say, it's no doubt there'd be collectors of certain players who'd be very happy in it. And then, like I said, there'd be people left wanting. So that'd be one to see quite interestingly over the next coming weeks/months, whether people still buying, selling the cards. Obviously, I think now the closer we get to the end of the season, obviously we are in April now. The end of the Premier League season is next month. And by the time it's the end of the Premier League season, you're only 2 months away, you're 2.5 months away as we speak to the Euro Championships. So no doubt, sooner you get to that, the bigger the hype will get for the Euros. What sets are coming out, we do not know. Speculation is it's going to be Euros Chrome. Then does that mean Euro Sapphire comes out as well, which would be a lovely addition? But like I say, there's more time to tell. But obviously the Euros is coming up. I know we're getting Euros Chrome, but there is another set on the horizon from Topps, which is due out any day pretty much, which is the Topps Dynasty for Champions League. It's been shown off all the pictures for quite a while now, and it's close. They said originally it was the April area. So do you think it's going to be quite an intriguing one? Because it's going to be very different to F1 Dynasty. F1 Dynasty is a very niche card set. There's not many cards actually within it. Obviously, you've got, just naturally, you've got the pool of people you can use. You've got team principal and two drivers. Whereas, obviously, football teams, there's legends, which I don't use in F1 Dynasty yet. And then also you've got... So, are you quite intrigued to see how Dynasty, when released, /checklist comes out, how it goes down? Because it's surely going to be made in quite an abundance more than the F1 equivalent.
Yeah, I think Dynasty is somewhat up there with your Impeccable, your Immaculate, that sort of premium sort of band. So I think, you know, we've seen it in F1. We've seen how good it can be. We've seen how expensive it can be. And if you hit big in Dynasty, you know, for example, you hit a Verstappen, a Hamilton, Leclerc, Russell, Norris, whoever, you're hitting big. But you also know you hit a stinker and you've lost a lot of money. But like you say, equally, the checklist on an F1 Dynasty obviously is a lot less. So whether they stick along those same lines with the Champions League and only have it to a set number of players, because I think it takes away that speciality of Dynasty. If you just start pumping players into the set, you know, is this still going to be a case of there's only X amount of cards per tin, the way it was one card per box? How's it going to look? So I think they've got to still keep that checklist short, not obviously, you know, to however many teams, players, etc. But I think they've got to be clever in terms of the way they do it. Because there's no point in pumping so many different players into these checklists, because it's just going to bring the price of the box down, the price of the cards down. Whereas if you still keep it to that impeccable, immaculate era where, you know, you're only getting one card per box, and if you hit big, you're making a lot of money on it. For example, you hit an R9. I think R9 was leaked, obviously, in one of the previews. So, you know, you hit a Haaland, I don't know, De Bruyne. You know, you're going to be hitting, obviously, big money. So, yeah, as I said, I'm interested to see what the checklist looks like, and, you know, the first few cases, boxes, they get ripped to see what the QC is like, see what they look like. But I said, I think, you know, they've got to be clever with the checklist and not just pump players into Dynasty, because it will just ultimately deflate that whole product. So yeah, if they keep the checklist and do it right, I think it will be a massive release, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing what's in the checklist.
Yeah, it'd be intriguing to see who's like the Nicholas Latifi, Sash Giovinazzi of the Champions League Dynasty, where they'll definitely be going for considerably cheaper than the R9. As we've seen, as you say, everyone's seen the R9 one of one patch auto, which is going to go for a good bit of money. But I'd say it'd be a very interesting one when more information does come out on that, of how scarce the product's going to be, what it retails at, how many different cards there are in it, is there dual autos, is like what is actually the ramifications going to come out of it. So that's obviously one that it's still waiting. It's a waiting game for that one to be when it's revealed. And I think that's like a bit of a, we're on a bit of a precipice at the moment with the hobby, where there's quite a few big sets coming. obviously the floodgates at some point, the floodgates are going to open at Panini for all their sets, because still we've only got Premier League Prism of this new year. We're still waiting for your Chronicles, your Impeccables, your Immaculates, your Obsidians. There's a lot of sets to come, whether they go back to the Mosaic, whether there's so many things to come still, that's still quite intriguing. But I know there's one product which is very, very soon arriving within the UK and around the world, which obviously H is going to particularly be in your interest. Obviously, the new Disney 100 set, what's coming out with patch autos, which is rather intriguing. Obviously, actual patches, this is quite cool. I was looking at it, but obviously, for someone who's a Disney collector, obviously, there's been sets. Obviously, you've had the two big sets. I think that's fair to say. You've had Topps Chrome. You've had the first proper Disney set as well, obviously, originally in Asia. And then you've had a few other ones, quite a lot of like TCG-based ones. But is it nice for a Disney collector to be getting another seems-to-be high-end set as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and obviously GBW were having a quick brief look over the checklist. And yeah, it does raise a few eyebrows, I think, you know, to see a Disney card with a patch auto in it. You know, I understand from what me and GBW were saying that I think the actual patches are cutouts from the Cuddly Toys, I believe. Which again, you know, everyone poses the question saying, oh, look, how is a character signing the cards? You know, the next question is going to be, how can you put a Cuddly Toy into a patch auto? But I think it's just a fun, unique set. I think, you know, there's a dual auto that I've seen. I believe it's Yoda and Luke Skywalker, which for me, you know, ticks a lot of boxes. And I think that's a pretty cool dual auto. I think there are quad autos again in this, or triple autos. But yeah, again, it's just a really fun Disney set that, you know, they're along the same lines as Cacowals, along the same lines as Disney Chrome. But yeah, it's another great release for the Disney collectors. You know, Toy Story, Star Wars, whatever that may be, you've got a lot of product now coming out. I just hope they don't overdo it. So I think, you know, they're bringing out a lot of good stuff, but I don't want to keep pumping loads of Disney stuff into it, and it just sort of then brings that market down. So, but yeah, it's definitely one to look out for. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think you said definitely that sort of that Yoda and Luke Skywalker dual auto is one that I'm going to be keeping an eye out for. But I said, yeah, I'm interested to see what the patches look like as well. Where they're sort of, you know, how they're done, whether you've got, you know, the fluff, or if you like, sticking out of the card. I don't know. But yeah, which is interesting to see what the whole product looks like when it gets broken. I think it's not, but I don't think it's coming to the UK, I don't think. I think it's based obviously around Asia. So yeah, again, another one to look out for and to see what it looks like when it comes out, and you know, when the full checklist, I think, is out already, I think it is. So yeah, another one to look out for when it gets released, and to see what the QC is sort of like and see how they look. But yeah, as I said, great news for any Disney collector with another set being brought to the market.
Yeah, like I was saying, there was obviously on the line of different sets, obviously one that was listed quite a while ago, which actually started arriving as of about 10 days ago. Obviously, Legends of Cricket won by Topps, which has gone down. I think, obviously, cricket is a much nicher market, especially within the UK in comparison to other sports, like the Disney as well. So it's been nice to see cricket get some attention. I think a lot of cricket fans like myself, I think most people just have that dream of a chrome set. I was talking to someone last night about a boxing chrome set. I would lose a lot of my money over a boxing chrome set. But the cricket set's gone down. Yeah, darts. I mean, you could just do it for every British sport going. There'd be a big market for it. But cricket set's gone down really well. Obviously, some of the greatest in the history of the game are in the set. Like Darryl Stein, Alistair Cook, Owen Morgan, just to name a few. Price has been doing quite well. I've seen autos, even like the higher numbered autos, doing like 75 to 125, depending on the player. One of one's been going from like 500 to 1500, depending on the player. So it's been nice to see these other sports getting some attention. And cricket is a sport that can really break into new areas of the world that haven't really got the hobby yet. I don't think people understand how big cricket is in some of the Southern Asian countries, as well as Australia. But if India was to get behind a cricket hobby sport, it would fly out the door. But then you've got likes of Bangladesh, Pakistan, you've got Sri Lanka as well, massive cricketing nations that would love a spot, as well as Australia, New Zealand. So that would be a really cool one to have. No doubt, when the next Ashes comes along, it would be lovely if they could manage to get the ECB and obviously the Australian cricket a license as well, do a Ashes set. That would be lovely. We've had the 100 before. We've had Topps now for the 100. We've had this set. So it's nice to see it going in a good direction with cricket. Hopefully, some more of the big players would love a some of the more current out of Ben Stokes would be a lovely, like, nice Ben Stokes card would be nice. But like I say, it won't be cheap because there is a big demand there for people who might only just like cricket and wanting to get into the sport. So obviously, not as into cricket as other sports, but it's a step in the right direction seeing these sets come out. And I think the question is now, we're wondering what else Fanatics, Top, Panini, whoever it may be, what licensing they're working on behind the scenes, because there's some really cool licenses out there which are not being exploited yet.
Yeah, I think there's so many different sports that you could arguably tie into a new product release. You know, like you said, you've got darts, you've got rugby, like Six Nations, Rugby World Cup. There's so many different other sports that you could tie into, you know, tennis, Wimbledon, for example. Like there's a lot of other sports that you could dabble into and bring them into the hobby as a product. So like you say, it's just what else have Topps, Panini, Fanatics got going on behind the scenes to try and bring out. I said, I know for me personally, you know, darts would be a massive one to bring out, you know, with Luke Littler, Luke Humphreys, Van Gerwen, Gerwin Price. Like there's so many other sports that you could just bring into the hobby and it would absolutely fly out. I think darts right now, if you brought that into the hobby, would be ridiculous. But yeah, it definitely does then pose the question, you know, what else is going on behind the scenes? What are the licensing that you're trying to sort of trying to get? Because there are a lot of other sets that would come into the hobby and do absolutely incredibly well. And it's also something new, something fresh, something, you know, new to the eye within the hobby and something that no one's seen before. So then that's what I think Topps, Panini, Fanatics, whoever it may be, have got to try and get their head around, is that, you know, the minute you bring something new into the hobby, something that no one's seen before, it goes wild. Same we saw that with Disney, for example, when that first came into the hobby, you know, you saw how well that did, and it still is doing. So, you know, you bring another sport into the hobby that isn't already rugby, darts, or whatever, it does bring, you know, a massive aura, a massive sort of, you know, hype around it. But yeah, hopefully they've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline, a lot of licensing going on behind the scenes. And as I said, I can't wait to see what they bring out next, or what is next for the hobby.
Yeah, and I think obviously one of the last floods of releases what happened in tail end last year was the team set. Obviously the retail team set, which was only around the £20 mark. The new wave is coming of team sets, which will feature a guaranteed auto relic or relic. That is literally coming in April. We don't know when. Believed to be in the area of the £70 mark, £55 to £70 mark, not been confirmed yet, but it's been confirmed Arsenal, Man City, Barcelona are among the teams who will be getting one of these sets. So obviously another set for collectors to collect. But it's, as I say, it's coming thick and fast now. This is the type of year. Champions League knockout has just been delivered. You got other sets coming. The Team GB set should be upon us very soon. And the team sets, H, obviously the first one that come out, no one quite knew the fan set, what the auto rate was. Speculation is between about 1 in 10, potentially higher. So having one that comes out for the different teams of either a relic auto or just an auto, obviously that bit more premium in price going up to like the £60 mark, but do you think it's like fair enough to bring out a bit of a higher set, or is it one of them that can they kind of combine the two and just rather than have a fan set and the team set, maybe just have both of them rolled into one?
Yeah, I think it is justified adding that price point on, given you've got a guaranteed auto relic. You know, I still think it's good to have that differentiation where you've got that fan set that is, you know, arguably 1 in 10 in auto, but it's only, was it 20, I think 19.99, I think £20, something like that, at the lower end of the spectrum, where you've still got that accessibility for collectors that just want a quick, cheap £20 rip. But you can also go down the element where you've got that more premium box, £60, £70, but you're going to have a guaranteed auto, relic. So I think it's very similar with the Cybermen Chrome, was where again you had the normal blaster box, but you also had the guaranteed auto box. And I think it gives collectors that option where it's like, listen, you have got these fan sets available that are a little bit cheaper. I'm not going to get guaranteed auto, the chance of hitting an auto, but also they're a little bit cheaper. Or you've got a bit more expensive, £60, £70, but you're going to get a guaranteed one of the three. So I think it's arguably, yes, they could roll it into one, make it £40, £45, have an auto in every two boxes. I don't know, one in three boxes. But I still think it's nice to have that separate where you've got guaranteed auto, you pay a bit more premium, guaranteed relic, whatever, or you've got just £20, nice little cheap rip, fun rip, you've got a guaranteed numbered card, and you've got the option to, you know, arguably buy three boxes for the price of one with a guaranteed auto. It goes back to the point of it is pot luck. You know, you could buy three boxes of the fan sets, hit two autos. You could buy, you know, one guaranteed auto and just hit a relic. It really is pot luck. But I think having the two options there does make it, as I said, everything a lot more accessible for collectors. And yeah, it brings that additional side where you think, yeah, I can have a cheap £20 rip, good laugh, or I can get, you know, I'm going to be hitting a relic auto, and spend that bit more. So it gives people the option, which I think is always it's never a bad thing.
Yeah, obviously, the Arsenal license is getting absolutely milked by Topps. And there was one that came out last week. And I don't want to speak too much about Arsenal, but obviously it is a set coming out. And I feel it's quite a good talking point because I'm in a couple of different Arsenal groups. And normally whenever there's an Arsenal release, everyone's saying, I've ordered 5, I've ordered 10, I've ordered 15. So this new set that's coming out is an Invincible-only collection, only autographs as well, numbered to 99 or less of, I believe it's... So I have 16 or 18 in the checklist. And we're speculating how much this set would be. It's 5 encapsulated autos. So you get guaranteed 5 autos, 99 or less. And it's come out at retail at £400. Even without... Obviously, you could get lucky with the top players. You're paying 80... On average, you're paying £80 a card within that box. Okay, it's 5 autos. You've got the likes of Dennis Bergkamp, Thierry Henry, Patrick Vieira, Robert Pires, Freddie Ljungberg. But then on the other hand, you've got some autos that go for very cheap anyway. Ray Parler. Then the likes of Gal Clichy, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst, they're not going to be the most expensive autos. So, don't want to talk about it too much, but we know that there is another Arsenal set coming very soon, Arsenal Forever, which is only 3 encapsulated cards, which is meant to be around the 225 mark. But pretty much the big autos in the Invincible set are going to be in the Arsenal Forever. Do you think it's slightly a bit too steep, the £400 mark, for this set being 5 autos? Or is it designed at that like top chrome, that team kind of set that is a higher class? It's 130 point cards, each one of them in the set as well. So is it going to be the high-end Arsenal set that we're going to get? Or is it just a bit too much for the average collector as well?
I was looking forward to it when I saw the pre-release. I thought this looks decent. Invincible's only set, like, cool, what more could you want? And then I saw some of the card previews, and then I saw the retail price, and I was just like, they've got this completely wrong. In my opinion, like, I love the whole set, the box, the 5 encapsulated autos, the Invincible's only, blah blah blah. The whole outer circle, in my opinion, will look brilliant. But then you get down to nitty-gritty stuff and you see the check, you see the price, and you think 400 great British pounds is just, I think, far too much. Like you say, it's a massive risk. You spend that much, you then hit an Henry to 5. Cool, you're laughing. You hit 5 autos and you hit a Clichy, a Colo Torre, a Sol Campbell, a Van Bronckhorst, and a Pires. Like, realistically, what is the chance? I mean, for most collectors, people buying that box are not going to be looking to retail it or resell it. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like it's mostly Arsenal collectors that are looking to put money into that set. But in the same breath, I do just think it's massively, massively overpriced. I like the whole aura around it. I like the encapsulated cards, the box, like they did with Liverpool's at Lineage, I think it was. I like that whole sort of personal sort of, you know, Arsenal-only set, obviously. But I just think £400 is just massively, massively over where it needed to be. Particularly when you've got Arsenal Forever on the horizon, the Arsenal team sets on the horizon. Like, you've got these other Arsenal sets that are coming out that people are going to be looking towards, and then you go and ping that out there for £400. Like, I think it was just massively over where it needed to be. You know, yes, could it be one of those where you buy it and you just keep it? You keep them all in the actual box, you display the box somewhere, cool, sweet. But I just think, yeah, £400 for me, given the checklist with some players on there, was probably a little bit over where it should have been priced at, given, again, like I said, you've got Arsenal Forever on the horizon and the Arsenal team sets. So, yeah, don't get me wrong, it was great. I'm looking forward to seeing them delivered and seeing what they look like and what people hit. But for me, in that £400 was just the wrong price.
Yeah, like I say, as an Arsenal collector, I'd be intrigued to see it. It's always a shame because there's one person that will never get the love he deserves in the hobby. Sadly, passed away. Jose Antonio Reyes, obviously, because it's an auto-only set, you can't have cards within it. So it would have been nice to have maybe a couple of base cards with parallels of the players that they don't have the auto licensing rights to. Because, for example, I think it would have been really nice to have a nice card of his, a player that did keep the streak going, especially one game away, which is Portsmouth away. But like I say, it's one then. When the set comes out, we'll be able to say a lot more to it. But it's quite nice, H. I think you'd agree that there's been quite a few sets coming out. Obviously, now we're looking to the Horizon Euros, some more Panini sets. Obviously, if we look back at last year's Panini sets, obviously Select and all this, is there any that is there one set in particular that you're kind of wait, that's the one I'm looking forward to? If it does come out, I might then go after a few cards in that one, or is it a case of just being tempted with everything like everyone else normally is?
I mean, yeah, there's been a lot I've been tempted with recently, but I think, you know, every sort of mainstream one aside, it is the Arsenal forever. I think that I'm sort of most looking forward to, and obviously then the team sets as well. But like you say, you know, Euros is on the horizon. There's a lot of releases, and it's always a good time in the hobby when there's so many releases, so many different box breaks happening. There's so many different, you know, hits that are being pulled, and it's always exciting and fun to see how much stuff is being opened. I said there's been a lot in this last sort of week that has dropped. But I think for me, I don't know about yourself, but I think for me, it is Arsenal forever that I'm probably most looking forward to now in the next set of releases.
Yeah, I think obviously I'm probably as well looking forward to a little bit maybe one of the new UCC competition products as well from Topps. Obviously, seeing how they go about that. Obviously, now with Bayer Leverkusen, obviously in Europa League, might if they do put Granit Xhaka in the checklist for Leverkusen, it'd be nice to pick up a few of his cards from that set. So, especially if he does get a Sapphire, that would be quite nice. Otherwise, I think it's hard to look. If they do a select again, it's very hard not to look forward to that because it was such a top class release last year. But then, yeah, again, it's just to see what they do with some of the releases around the Euros. And it's going to be quite an intriguing season now because you're getting into the warmer months. More people are obviously saving up to go on holiday. So there might not be necessarily as much money in the hobby. So it's going to be a fascinating few weeks slash months of what's coming. No doubt a lot of big sets. And I thought, to be fair, it's actually, even though it's Easter weekend, one card did arrive last week that I can actually show off as a pickup, which is always nice, even though it's in the background the whole time. Finally got my hands on one of the cards that I've been chasing since the release of Women's Chrome, which is the dual auto of Viviana Miedema and Stina Black Stenius, which all of them are numbered to 99 the base, and then there's parallels lower, which when delivery comes over from stateside, there will be a lovely another dual auto in there. H, any other pickups from you or anything like you say you've got your eye on that people might be listening might even pull themselves?
There's nothing probably. I've not picked anything up in the last week. I'm obviously still waiting for a nice shipment over from obviously the States. There's a lot of cards recently that have come out. Obviously, you know, we spoke about this before we start recording. Also, the Trossard Polaroid Auto. I think is a lovely card. Just general stuff from Prism again. Obviously, the Odegaard Gold Flood from Obsidian. I still can't find. I know there's one on eBay at the moment, but not exactly priced in line with comps, and he won't come down on it. So we'll leave that one there. But yeah, otherwise, general bits and pieces. Like I said, I've not really picked too much up recently, but yeah, it's probably predominantly just those couple of bits. I said, I'm just saving myself for the Arsenal forever when that comes out. So yeah, pretty bit of a quieter spell for me at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah, like I say, so you go through patches of being quiet, busy, especially March, April always seems to be busy months. The sun comes out a bit earlier. Most people end up in a beer garden one or too many two times over the period of a month. But like I say, it's going to be quite intriguing. There's some really nice cards coming out, some cards en route to us from different locations, which should be quite fun to show off in the next couple of episodes. And like we said, we've actually got quite a few good guests lined up, which we're going to book dates in for. Most people, obviously, UK side, but then a couple of special guests as well from the States, which are always going to be fun and games. But like we say, yeah, again, just a massive thanks to the guys over at Third Down Displays for powering up this episode of the Top Loaded Podcast. Whether it's card supplies, card showing off stuff, because they've got a lot of that now. Every one of these stands, funny enough, is from Third Down Displays. The acrylic cases, you name it, they've got it. So do head over, check out their stuff. And then use the code TTP10 at checkout for 10% off everything you order. But as we say, a massive thank you for every single person who's been watching along, following along, or even just listening along, whatever you may be doing. Hope everyone out there is staying safe, doing well, as well as your family. And as we always say, hope everyone out there is buying, selling, trading, and all that good jazz. But most importantly, happy hobbying and good night.